Yeah, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to Bodega Talks. It's your boy Black Zini, and today we're in Brownsville with the city's hottest collective out of Brooklyn, 4-1. Its three members, Jen Carter, Kyle Rich, and Tata, have reestablished Brooklyn Drill with their style, grind, and overall energy with songs like Deuce, On Gang, 4-1 Cypher, and more, alongside many of their own solo songs. With New York already reclaiming its throne in hip-hop, 4-1 aims for the seat on their own terms.
All right. Yeah, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to Bodega Talks. It's your boy Black Zini. And we outside today.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? We in Brownsville. We were 4-1. So tell the people a little bit about yourselves.
We 4-1 for me. Brotherhood for me.
It's a family.
That's a fact.
Shit deeper than music.
Way deeper than music, you heard?
When you guys first came together, what brought you guys together in under music? Like,
I ain't gonna lie, it was really the music, bro. The music that has brought us together. Once we found out that we all had the same dream, we all came together.
We by the deli, you feel me? This is the spot y'all be going to?
Yeah, that's a
fact. Alright, bet that. So, y'all trying to go inside, get some food and shit?
Yeah, we out.
Alright, bet that. After y'all. All right. So we're here at the bodega.
Store. You know.
You know. All right, bet. So we about to get something to eat. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give you guys $40.
Eat.
All not anything together.
Hey, I'm from the Ville for real. I
could
have a whole meal with
$5. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, $40.
That'll
be
so
nice.
You know what? Yo, you want Gen 2 too? What rap snacks? They got rap snacks? They got the Fetty Wap Johns?
Juice is dirt.
Oh my dang, look at the baby, this is fire. Nah, this is, these chips is pain right here.
Bacon and cheese.
Yo, let me get a bacon, egg, and cheese. Oh yeah, let me get a beef patty with cheese on a cocoa bread. Oh, yes they do.
Ooh.
I took the last one.
What you know about those?
Nah, no way that's the last one. And I got a bacon, egg, and cheese on the hero. Yo, let me get some sour straws. Let me get some sour straws, too. Yeah, right. Let me get two packs.
So, I hear some of you are African.
I'm Puerto Rican.
I'm African.
He's Nigerian.
Super Nigerian.
You're Nigerian.
Puerto Rico and Panama.
You're Puerto Rico and Panama. All right, so I'm from Togo.
What's that?
Exactly.
That's Africa.
It's in Africa. We're like two countries over from Nigeria. But so what's it like?
You know how to speak that?
I can speak English, French, and Vey and Cote
d'Ivoire. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
He thought he ate that.
Yo,
you
think he said hello?
I learned a little bit of bonjour.
You gotta get a little Creole. You gotta learn a little Creole.
Bonjour.
But I'm just. I'm gonna start with you, bro. What was it like? Were you born out there or no? Have you been?
I was born here, bro. I ain't gonna front. I never been to Africa. I don't got my passport yet.
Okay.
But I'm trying to go to Africa, feel me? Once I get my passport,
you definitely gonna have to go.
Yeah, bro. Feel me? My parents
for
been
a fact, bro. It's fun out there. I'm not gonna front. It's an adjusting period.
You was born in Togo?
Have a good time. Yeah, I was there till I was 9.
You came out here?
And I came out here.
Same shit.
Yeah, so I understand why.
I wasn't born over there, but.
Oh, you went back a few times?
Yeah, my family over there right now.
Oh, good. So y'all frequent flyers. Okay, cool.
How long is that flight, bro?
That flight is dumb long. I don't know how she be doing.
Nah, that's just long as shit.
That's like 16 hours.
It's like 16 hours.
That shit is
wild. Bro, you capping. You was just there in the summertime.
What?
Didn't you go there for summer, bro? Like 2 years ago?
Before we were famous.
That's like 2 years ago.
Literally. I have to, for me, ever since this career, that's why I go to summer.
That trip is really like 4,500.
Just
5K,
like,
just
to
fly? It's like
16
hours. You got a layover somewhere in Europe.
Layover?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Nah.
Yeah, last time I went, it was 2 flights.
Yeah, I landed in Belgium.
Instead of one long ass flight.
So it was six hours.
I landed in Dubai, work.
Oh, that's why you was in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
Like I
said, Dubai. You had the layover in Dubai. Yeah,
you slept in a telly?
I was still in Dubai.
You still in the airport.
I think I said I was still in Dubai.
I was still in Dubai,
nigga.
Let's talk about you guys as a group. What? How did you guys all meet?
We had mutual friends, for me. Like, we all really grew up, for me, mutual friends. We grew up together, for me. Linked up in the stool one day, and after that,
it was off.
Shit like that.
All right, so how'd you come up with the name for your group?
All for what? What for all? That's what we stand by, that's what we live by, bro.
That's fire. When did you guys begin the group? Like, how old were you? And, like, what made you think this was the road?
I ain't gonna front. For me personally, my whole life, I just love music. My whole entire life, for me, like, I really started rapping when I was, like, 7 years old type shit. And I was just finding my voice just getting better type shit until I got to, like, around 17, and that's when I really started taking it serious.
I made my first song when I was, like, in sixth grade, then I stopped because I was on my basketball shit. I wanted to play ball. But I was never good at school and shit, so they never let me play, like.
Yeah, grades,
you know. So for me, I'm like, oh, nah, this shit not it.
We all had whole dreams, bro. Yeah. I went to go NBA, too.
Everybody do sprints at practice,
I'm like, Sean's got it.
He wasn't listening,
bro. What about brother, bro?
He was the guy. He was the guy, bro.
Sean's got it.
Everybody doing wind sprints till 8 o'clock, but the parents waiting outside, like, I thought practice was over at 5:30.
Sean got it.
Dad, dirt, so I don't know how you made the basketball.
Nah, something did get.
Where did my dad out from?
I don't know how you
made the. Then I stopped playing ball. I just stopped.
Alright, what about you?
Nah, I always loved music. I used to play instruments. I ain't star rapping.
What instruments?
I used to play piano and trumpet.
And I played the tuba.
Tuba?
Nigga said, you look like a tuba. Type.
Tuba?
No cap.
How you play that shit? What you got to blow that shit, man, hard?
And today's day and age, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people that, you know, you probably encounter online that are trolls and whatnot. How do you guys deal with any negative connotations that?
I ain't gonna lie, for me, niggas out here, you not doing good. Like, key to this shit is not give a fuck. Once you don't give a fuck, you have it is what it is mentality in your life, you gonna win. Word of my mother.
If you don't got no haters, you ain't lit, bro, for me.
I mean,
nah, gangsta. Bro, they hit that
shit on the head. Yeah, like, you don't got nothing else to say, bro. We got Brooklyn Drill.
Bro, I should have just drew. I don't know why they just separating it, bro, because it's from different
boroughs.
That's
it, about the people, you know what I mean? Like, how they use it and what they say, you know.
That shit, Dave.
Was Uptown Drill, Bronx and Harlem?
Yeah, pretty much. And then you got Brooklyn.
Brooklyn is legendary. Nobody will ever fuck with Brooklyn ever, bro.
We
have the legends, bro.
Like, come on now.
Come on, Pop Smoke, Chef, Sleepy, Favi. Come on, bro. Wait, New York really got, like, Drill. Like, for me, we have the legend, bro. Like, Pop really opened the door for, like
yeah, Pop is definitely the best to do. That's the best to do this shit.
Chicago Drill is rocky, though.
Nah, yeah, it's different, though. It's not the same as our shit. But New York definitely got it, though.
What do you guys do for fun?
Studio.
Motherfucker.
Cool.
No, every day now.
Yeah. I believe you, bro. Y'all be going to the arcade, a little paintball, or some shit.
We do all that shit, bro. We be having mad fun. We do go to the stew every day. We still have mad fun, nigga.
If you could add one thing to New York, what would it be?
Positivity.
Positivity.
Too much negativity in this shit. Everybody want to think about
it. I wouldn't add something that would take away jealousy.
And positivity. It's a lot of envy and jealousy and this shit.
Take away jealousy, a lot can happen.
Tata, this question's for you.
I bet.
Tell me about your process when it comes to making your music. You got a lot of high energy, you know what I'm saying?
I've been trying to lay low with the high energy, crazy rah-rah shit, though.
You trying to lay off it? Why is that?
No, I've been changing my shit up, bro. Like, new shit that I've been dropping, man. Like, some real emotional shit. I've been tapped in with my emotions, like, for me, and some real shit.
That's what I'm going up.
Start going through it. Life start lifing, bro.
Life definitely do start lifing. So, you guys dropped a 41 Ways.
Compilation. Yeah.
That was what, April?
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about the response so far?
That was an old song. We just put our songs together. So, like,
it wasn't really nothing too crazy.
Look up our name, they just found our shit. We put a couple new songs over there. That shit was shit going crazy, though.
Mm-hmm.
All
so
the hits on there.
What about your upcoming shit?
That's the real album that I gotta stay true to.
Yeah.
All the hits, all the wacky tracks, all that for me.
Shit's gonna
that's the real album.
Shit's gonna be crazy, bro.
apart from that, man, I just want to say thank you, you know, because
you know that,
we took a little while shooting in the back of the bodega is a first. I'm not gonna hold you.
Gra gra boom, it's your boy Tata.
K.R. the G, man.
Jen Carter, catch us on the next episode of Bodega Talks.
We out, shot.